Liz Cheney may be ousted as GOP conference chair as soon as tomorrow. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says House Republicans will vote on removing the Wyoming representative over her opposition to former President Donald Trump. Representative Cheney also criticized Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol and voted to impeach the president for his role in the attack. Here's a question now. Have we been here before? Let's get some historical perspective on this from Julian Zelizer. He's the professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, has a one-term president like Trump ever held such sway over his party after losing an election?
Well, usually the sway is negative. So you have presidents like Herbert Hoover or Jimmy Carter who become models for a lot of the party about what not to do. And so the kind of hold in a positive direction that President Trump seems to have is pretty unusual. Grover Cleveland, of course, is the only other president who won the non-consecutive terms.
Is this push to get Cheney out as GOP conference chair designed to help Republicans regain control of the House next year? Are Republicans who want to push Cheney aside thinking we need to appeal to the millions of people who voted for Trump in the short term?
Absolutely. I think Republicans are feeling very good about the midterms. The majorities for the Democrats are pretty narrow in both the House and Senate. And I think if Republicans hold the line and they energize the Trump voter, they believe that that could possibly give them control of Congress again, which would be a check to President Biden and a step forward possibly to a victory in 2024. So I think that's exactly the logic.
You know, I asked the question, have we been here before? Are there other moments when the major political parties had divisions like what we're seeing today?
Oh, for sure. I mean, between the early 1900s and the 1980s, Democrats were a deeply divided party between Southern Democrats, who were very conservative on issues like race and unions, and Northerners like Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota, who were at the forefront of the civil rights movement. And being a party leader during that entire period meant holding these two factions together.
You know, looking back, though, is there evidence that parties sometimes can misread the mood of the country or misread their own supporters?
For sure. In 1964, Republicans nominate Senator Barry Goldwater as their presidential candidate, a right-wing Republican. And some delegates thought the conservative wave was here. But they were wrong. And because of that, Lyndon Johnson wins re-election by a landslide. Liberal Democrats gain huge majorities in Congress, and the Great Society begins.
You know, we know that voters turn to other parties when they're not happy with the two major parties. But we've heard from a lot of our listeners over the last year to 2 years who say, as a nation, we focus too much on a two-party system. What do you think the future holds for other parties beyond the Republicans and Democrats?
I think at the local level, there's been some room for third parties to do well. We've seen that with Social Democrats, for example. But in general, the two political parties are very strong. They have a lot of organizational resources in terms of money and Washington-based interest groups. And at the electoral level, there's not a lot of voters who are departing. So even someone like Liz Cheney, who remains a conservative Republican, is an outlier. And I don't think the two parties are going to go away anytime soon, despite this kind of frustration.
Right. As you say, she's a conservative Republican. What does this fight over Cheney's future tell us about really the future of the Republican Party?
It means the party of Trump and the GOP are one and the same. And there is no room for any kind of defection. And anyone who challenges who the head of the party is right now is going to suffer this kind of purge. And I think the Cheney story makes this very clear.
What will you be looking for and listening for tomorrow during this expected vote to remove Liz Cheney as GOP conference chair?
Well, the obvious thing to look for, is there anyone who stands with her? Are there any Republicans who make some sort of forceful statement that the party can have room for people who don't believe that Donald Trump is the future of the party? Or is there just silence and we don't hear anything? And I think, again, that will be indicative of how much of an outlier she is at this point.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.